So what does it mean for the YWCA of McLean County that the state now has a budget finally?
Well, we applaud our legislators for finally taking a stand and saying enough is enough, that we have to have some type of budget in place. However, we do feel that this is just a first step, that this isn't obviously the solution. In reality, the budget being passed yesterday really doesn't change our current situation. Over the past 2 years, without a budget, the damage has been done. We've closed a program, and we won't be reopening it, unfortunately. We've scaled back services, we've laid off staff, and hopefully we'll be able to start getting payments again in a timely manner, and we can begin to rebuild.
What was the program that was closed down and won't be reopening?
We closed Medivan, which is our medical transportation. It was a door-through-door service for clients for medical appointments, for non-emergent medical appointments.
In what ways, if you could just describe overall, Christy, in what ways does the YWCA still rely on the state for its programs?
Okay, so out of all of our programs, we have a wide variety of funding sources for all of our programs. So we'll start with Medivan, which was the program that was just closed. Medivan was 85% funded by the state. Home care services, which is also another adult service that we have that provides care to folks in their homes that can't do the daily tasks of living, but they still want to stay in their homes. We want to keep people safe and independent in their homes. That is 84% state funded as well. We also receive state funding for Stepping Stones, which is our rape crisis center. It's funded 48.5% actually by the state, that budget is. And then our early learning program, so this is our 6 weeks to 5-year-old children, it's 55% state funded. We do have some other changes in another programming that we have had to make, but we're still communicating with staff and our clients, and we'll have more information on that next week. But that's going to be a major change.
Can you describe the mood at all over at the YWCA of McLean County yesterday as, you know, as legislators actually finally locked this in and this thing was finally done?
Well, I think that it's kind of bittersweet because we need a budget and we need to start getting paid. And hopefully this is going to speed up our process. The state currently owes us more than $500,000, and it's actually closer to $750,000 that they owe us. So, and we don't even know if we're going to see that money because those were services rendered during years where we didn't have a budget in place, and they won't guarantee those funds. So we'll see what comes in, and hopefully we will get that funding.
That was Christy Grimanis from the YWCA of McLean County. You're listening to GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm also going to ask Karen Zangerly from PATH, Providing Access to Help, what the state budget passage means to her organization.
We were really overjoyed yesterday when it did, the override was successful. I know that the budget is very flawed, and it's going to take a long time to work out all of the issues, but the fact that there is a budget allows some state agencies to go ahead and start paying people for what they've done. United Way of Illinois had predicted that if there was no budget, that we would lose 38% of social services in the state of Illinois, and that would be a tragic thing. I'm glad that PATH is not in danger, and many agencies now have hope.
Can you kind of juxtapose those two things? Like, what's the social service network kind of look like before all this started two and a half years ago, and what it looks like today?
We had a lot more services available to the community for the people over age 60, for individuals with disabilities, and for our children, our most vulnerable children. But we had services that could respond to those needs. Over the last 2 years, that's all fallen back. And I know that having spoken to a couple of people from agencies just in the last few hours, that at least some of them feel like, okay, there's hope, you know, we're gonna stick it out. We know that things will not change overnight. It's going to be a long haul, but I think the agencies are in a place where they've lost a great deal, and but having a budget means there might be possibilities for the future.
That was Karen Zangerle, Executive Director at PATH, providing access to help. Before that was Christy Germanis from the YWCA of McLean County. I'm Ryan Denham.